Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Now is the time to invoke the mode of goodness of the living entities who have accepted material bodies. The mode of goodness is meant to establish the Supreme Lord's rule, which will maintain the existence of the creation. Therefore, this is the opportune moment to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because He is naturally very kind and dear to the demigods. He will certainly bestow good fortune upon us. I'm going to go through the purport, but I would like to really request you. There are so many transcendental jewels connected to performing Harinam Sankirtan in this purport. Prabhupada actually, in a very wonderful way, he emphasized one verse, and he quoted twice in this one purport. It's a really, really nice, very nice purport. Please pay attention. Purport. The material world is conducted by the three modes of nature, namely Sattvagun, Rajagun, and Tamagun. By Rajagun, everything material is created. By Sattvagun, everything material is maintained properly. And by Tamagun, when the creation is improperly situated, everything is destroyed. From this verse, we can understand the situation of Kali Yuga, through which we are now passing. Just before the beginning of Kali Yuga, or in other words, at the end of Dwapar Yuga, the Lord Sri Krishna appeared and left His instructions in the form of Bhagavad Gita, in which He asked all living entities to surrender unto Him. Since the beginning of Kali Yuga, however, people have practically been unable to surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. And therefore, after 5,000 years, Krishna came again as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to teach the entire world how to surrender unto Him, unto Sri Krishna, and thus be purified. Surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna means achieving complete purification, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharmam parityaja mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami ma sucha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Thus, as soon as one surrenders unto the lotus feet of Krishna, one certainly becomes free from all contamination. Kali Yuga is full of contamination. This is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 3, Verse 51. Kalar dosha nideera jan asti he eko mahanguna kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sangha param brajet. This age of Kali is full of unlimited faults. Indeed, it is just like an ocean of faults, dosha nidhi. But there is one chance, one opportunity. Kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sangha param brajet. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one can be freed from the contamination of Kali Yuga, and in his original spiritual body can return home back to Godhead. This is the opportunity of Kali Yuga. When Krishna appeared, He gave His orders, and when Krishna Himself appeared as a devotee, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He showed us the path by which to cross the ocean of Kali Yuga. That is the path of the Hare Krishna movement. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, He ushered in the era for the Sankirtan movement. It is also said that for 10,000 years this era will continue. This means that simply by accepting the Sankirtan movement and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the fallen souls of this Kali Yuga will be delivered. After the battle of Kurukshetra, at which Bhagavad Gita was spoken, Kali Yuga continued for 432,000 years, of which only 5,000 years have passed. Thus, there is still a balance of 427,000 years to come. Of these 427,000 years, the 10,000 years of the Sankirtan movement inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago provide the opportunity for the fallen souls of Kali Yuga to take to the Krishna conscious movement. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and thus be delivered from the clutches of material existence and return home back to Godhead. Chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is potent always, but it is especially potent in this age of Kali. Therefore, Shukadev Goswami, while instructing Maharaj Parikshit, stressed this chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra. Kalir dosha nidera jan asti he ko mahanguna kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sangha param vrajet. My dear king, although Kali Yuga is full of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. It is that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. Bhagavatam 12.3.51. Those who have accepted the task of spreading the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in full Krishna consciousness should take this opportunity to deliver people very easily from the clutches of material existence. Our duty, therefore, is to follow the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preach the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world very sincerely. This is the best welfare activity for the peace and prosperity of human society. I'm going to pause there for a second and then continue with the rest of the purport. There's one interesting thing I was listening, one devotee was sharing that Prabhupada used to say that festivals are the mother of devotion, right? I'm sure you heard this one before. The reason why festivals are considered to be mother of devotion is because the festivals that we are very fortunate to have in our Krishna conscious movement, there's plentiful of them. There's Nityananda Trayodashi, there's Narsingadev Chaturdashi, there's Gaura Purnima, there's Jamashtami, there's Govardhan Puja. Any other festivals? Nityananda Trayodashi. Sorry? Radhashtami, definitely Radhashtami. All these festivals are there to nourish us. All these festivals are there to give us rejuvenation, strength, power, and taste in Krishna consciousness. All these festivals, they provide our nourishment and sustenance. So if festivals are mother of devotion, then winter marathon is a father of sacrifice. The reason why I'm saying this is that during festivals you receive, you get a lot. You sponge and absorb everything that is necessary for us and for you, for me to function. But during winter marathon, during Sankirtan Yajna, that is the point where is the time for you to release all of those blessings, to give it out to the world and to perform true, unadulterated sacrifice. We are in UK and the weather in UK during December time is not very pleasing. It can be damp, cold, windy, sometimes snowy, definitely rainy. And that is the nature of sacrifice. Sacrifice means that there's something which is uncomfortable. There's something which is not very pleasing. There's something which is almost completely opposite to the festivals. In festivals we receive, during sacrifice we give. During festivals we are nourished. During winter marathon we try our best to nourish others. During festivals we think about us. Where can I be during the aarti? Can I stand in the front? Can I be first in the queue for the Mahaprasadam? Can I be in the first row to see the drama? Can I shake the hands and speak with those senior sannyasis and guests and VIPs? Can I have their darshan and sangha? Can I have that, please? That's the nature of festivals. Nature of sacrifice is, can I be first out there and do the needful? Can I be there when no one wants to be there? Can I do that which no one wants to do? Can I truly sacrifice my time, my efforts, my consciousness, and plunge myself into the ocean of giving? So that is the means of this winter marathon. Continuing with the purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu movement consists of spreading Krishna Sankirtan. Param Vijayate, Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Why is it so glorious? This has also been explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. By the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one's heart is cleansed. The whole difficulty is that in this age of Kali, there is no sattvagun and no clearance of the heart. And therefore, people are making the mistake of identifying with their bodies. Even the big philosophers and scientists with whom we deal are practically all under the impression that they are their bodies. The other day, we were discussing a prominent philosopher, Thomas Huxley, who was proud of being an Englishman. This means that he was in the bodily conception of life. Everywhere we find the same misunderstanding. As soon as one is in the bodily conception of life, one is nothing but an animal like a cat or dog, sa eva gokara. Thus the most dangerous of the dirty things within our hearts is this misidentification of the body as the self. Under the influence of this misunderstanding, one thinks, I am this body, I am an Englishman, I am an Indian, I am an American, I am Hindu, and I am Muslim. This misconception is the strongest impediment, and it must be removed. That is the instruction of Bhagavad Gita and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Indeed, Bhagavad Gita begins with this instruction. Dehinosmim yatandehe komaram yavanam jara tata dehantara praptir dhiras tatra namuhyati. As the embodied soul continuously passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Bhagavad Gita 2.13. Although the soul is within the body, nevertheless, because of misunderstanding and animal propensities, one accepts the body as the self. Let's pause there again for a moment. If you look at the verse, as the embodied soul continuously passes from boyhood to youth to old age, and again continuously passes at the time of death, this winter marathon or Sankirtan Yajna is an opportunity to break the cycle for the benefit of others. You can see these varieties of pseudo-spiritual movements growing so much. And I was thinking about this the other day. People have inner desire for spiritual emancipation and cultivation. But I'm going to put this mistake on us, on myself. The reason why people are continuously passing through this circle of birth and death is because we as carriers of Sri Krishna Sankirtan, of Harinam, we as carriers of Vaishnava tradition, we as carriers of Krishna within our heart, are we putting ourselves out there for the benefit of those which are continuously passing through repeated birth and death? When we speak about sacrifice, there naturally needs to be a pinch. There naturally needs to be something uncomfortable. There naturally needs to be something which goes against our immediate desires. The ashram is very warm, actually. The temple is very comfortable. The prasadam is very opulent. The association is very desirable. The walls of Bhaktivedanta Mana are very protective. And that's all nice and that's all good. And it should be like that. But if you think about what is the nature of sadhu, and Krishna says, paritranayam sadhunam, I protect the saints. I protect the sadhus. What is the nature of sadhus? Titikshava karunika. Titikshava means? Tolerant. Karunika means? Compassionate, merciful. Harinam Sankirtan, book distribution, winter marathon, offers you to dig deep into these two qualities of sadhu. Titikshava karunika. The amount of tolerance you have to develop to actually be out there is unimaginable. The amount of mercy you have to have in your heart to go beyond the constant struggle and strife. People look down upon you. Allow, just yesterday you mentioned to me that there is someone who called you witch.
Yeah, in Slough.
In Slough. Someone in Slough called you witch. That's crazy. I got called also varieties of names. Be sure you remember Southend, that one winter marathon. These Christians, when they've been bashing us for like 20 minutes. Southampton. You will call different names. You'll be ridiculed. You'll be absolutely If it's medieval times, they'll probably put you on a stake and burn you like that. But what do? Titikshava karunika. You tolerate, and beyond their limitation of accepting mercy, you pray that may my desire of giving the mercy is greater than they desire not to receive the mercy. That is sadhu. People desire to be protected by the Supreme Lord, right? Narsingadev, please protect me. May I be like Prahlad Maharaj. Please kindly give me your benedictions and blessings of protection. The question is, have we created fertile soul to receive those protection and that benediction of being under the shelter of the Lord? Have we put ourselves in a situation when the Lord has no other opportunity to give us that shelter? Because to majority of time, our shelter is our mind. Our shelter is our ego. Our shelter is our strength, physical, mental, intellectual. Have we fully created opportunity for Lord to do his magic and create spiritual environment for us to actually fully practice Krishna consciousness? So titikshava karunika, mercy giving nature of sadhus and tolerance of sadhus can be very easily achieved on book distribution. It's a one thing is for sure, it's granted that there will be plenty of things to tolerate. That's given. Let's continue reading. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, to cleanse the core of the heart, which is full of misunderstanding, is possible only through Sri Krishna Sankirtana. And listen to this again. Which is full of misunderstanding is possible only. To cleanse the core of the heart, which is full of misunderstanding, is possible only through Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Only through Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Think about that very deeply, please. The leaders of the Krishna conscious movement should very seriously take this opportunity to be kind to the fallen souls by delivering them from the misunderstanding of materialistic life. Any of you, any of those which are in these leadership positions, please consider this instruction of Srila Prabhupada, as I'm sure you do wholeheartedly. One cannot be happy in any way within this material world, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Abrahma Bhuvanaloka Punar Avartin Arjuna. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery, wherein repeated birth and death take place. Therefore, not to speak of going to the moon, even if one is promoted to the highest planetary system, Brahmaloka, there cannot be any happiness in this material world. If one actually wants happiness, one must go to the spiritual world. The material world is characterized by struggle for existence, and survival of the fittest is a well-known principle. But the poor souls of this material world do not know what is survival and who is fit. This is powerful. I'm going to say that again. The material world is characterized by struggle for existence, and survival of the fittest is a well-known principle. But the poor souls of this material world do not know what is survival and who is fit. Wow. Survival does not mean that one should die. Survival means that one should not die, but should enjoy an everlasting blissful life of knowledge. This is survival. The Krishna conscious movement is meant to make every person fit for survival. Indeed, it is meant to stop the struggle for existence. The Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita give definite directions on how to stop the struggle for existence and how to survive in eternal life. The Sankirtan movement, therefore, is a great opportunity. Simply by hearing Bhagavad Gita and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one becomes completely purified. Thus, the struggle for existence ceases, and one goes back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakam Chakshuru Militamina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki. Very beautiful verse. When I was reading it a couple of days ago, I found that this is it. This is the Sankirtan theme. This is what it means to be a book distributor. This is what it means not even to be a book distributor. This is what it means to be a selfless Vaishnava. To understand where the mercy descends from and where the mercy needs to flow to. You see, anyone heard of Amazon? They're selling products, right? Would you say that we are selling products? Would you say that when we go outside distributing books, is this a product? Is this book a product? Yes or no? Yes? I would say no. It's an opportunity. These spiritual transcendental books, they are occasion in life of spiritual seeker, which gives you a chance, which offers you opportunity for a change, for a vision, for seeing things in a different way. And the question is, who are we to be in the way of sincere living entities not to receive this mercy? It is said that if you want to get things done, you go to a busy person. Is that correct? English saying? If you want to get things done, you go to a busy person. Who is more busy than Prabhupada? Who was more busy than Srila Prabhupada? If you want to get things done, you go to Srila Prabhupada. Look at Prabhupada's life. Barely sleeping. Chanting. Initiating Vaishnavas. Writing literature. Traveling all over the world. Preaching. Establishing centers. Managing a worldwide movement. Managing hippie movement. Movement of people which yesterday been hippies and today been Vaishnavas. For those of you who are cultivating devotees or non-devotees or new people, you know that mind can be very turbulent. And I can't even imagine how turbulent the mind must be in those days. If you want things done, you go to busy person. You go to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada said, this work of mine is not yet finished. So what does it mean? You need to be busy. You cannot be complacent in your spiritual life. You cannot be complacent in your offering. You cannot be complacent in your lobha, in your constant hankering for grabbing the mercy. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki. Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. Shri Shri Gornitai ki. I dare to say that the most powerful element in the heart of a devotee or a character is greed, is incessant, unquenchable greed. Do you understand this point? Being greedy for mercy, being continuously greedy to receive more blessings, benedictions, being constantly greedy to build the bridge closer to the instructions of Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. The constant desire to want more blessings, more benedictions, more understanding, more depth, more perspective. And the best way to receive all this mercy is by sharing it with others. Simple as that. It's the most simplest of all the formulas. If you're greedy for yourself, you give it to others. That's the whole thing. We always say in the end of every ki, we say jai, right? Ki jai. Ki jai to this, ki jai to that. What does this jai mean? Victory. It means being victorious. When we say, Shri Krishna Sankirtana Yajna ki, Shri Krishna Sankirtan Yajna ki? It means victory. It means being victorious, but victorious are those individuals which work. Victorious are those which put the effort into it. Victorious are those which are not complacent in their offerings. So we said, prasadam ki jai, books distribution ki jai, Vaishnava seva ki jai, Vaishnava sangha ki jai, victory to this, victory to that. But the question is, what do we do to actually be victorious, truly? That this is not just a temporum thing that we say in the end of arties, but what do we do that this actually becomes a victory? Srila Prabhupada had one desire, one very simple fundamental desire, that every person, man or woman, old or young, this race, that race, this caste, that caste, to be Krishna conscious. It's very simple, very basic. People need to be Krishna conscious. Jai. So what we are doing to make this to be victorious statement, not to be a statement of defeat. So in this verse, the first sentence of this verse is, the first word is now. And it continues, now is the time to invoke the mode of goodness of the living entities who have accepted material bodies. Now is the time. The winter marathon starts this Friday, but now is the time. If the time was not then up till this point, now is the time. Now is the time to invoke the mode of goodness of the living entities. And the thing is, living entities don't know what is mode of goodness. They're full of sense gratification, meat eating, intoxication, gambling, illicit sex. That's nothing to do with mode of goodness. But here Bhagavatam says, now. Now is the time to invoke sattvagun. How will that happen? It will not happen automatically. It will not happen that one day these living entities which are embodied will just wake up and suddenly start following principles and chanting 16 rounds. No. It will only happen if you will give them the opportunity this to happen. And the opportunity lies in this winter marathon. So many Vaishnavas, which their heart is bleeding with desire to share this Krishna consciousness, their heart is bleeding for the suffering of the living entities. But this compassion needs to be compassion in action. If it's not compassion in action, it's just meditation. It's just meditation. Oh, I wish you feel better. Oh, I hope, Prabhu, that tomorrow you'll feel okay. I sincerely pray that life will be good for you. What can we do to uplift the miseries of the living entities? So, another interesting thing is, Krishna says, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. We can worship Krishna by intelligence. Once Srila Prabhupada got asked an interesting question. He said, Srila Prabhupada, the mind is so turbulent. How can I conquer the mind? Srila Prabhupada said, you tax your brain with hundreds and thousands of reasons how to spread this Krishna conscious movement. That's the way you can conquer the mind. If you are anxious, if you are desperate, if you have difficulties to think how to share this Krishna consciousness, that anxiety becomes a boon and a blessing. Those difficulties that you tax your brain to give, share, narrate, and pass on the spiritual wisdom becomes your saving grace. And I'm going to share with you one very interesting pastime. You know these on YouTube, walking with Prabhupada or Prabhupada's memories? Following Prabhupada. There was one which really, really struck me. When Prabhupada was constantly traveling around the planet and sharing Krishna consciousness, he was naturally tired. And devotees approached Prabhupada, Prabhupada, why don't you go to Gita Nagari? Go to Go to Gita Nagari, which is near New York, and take some rest. And Prabhupada said, don't take away my privilege to struggle for Krishna. Don't take away my privilege to struggle for Krishna. Let that sink in. Don't take away my privilege to struggle for Krishna. If you don't struggle for Krishna, there's something not right there. And we haven't grasped and haven't understood Krishna consciousness at all. When we say Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtana, we have to do the endeavor to make the Sankirtan victorious. And that can only happen by sharing. The more you're able to share, the more mercy is there to receive. And the fundamental principle is lobha, being greedy for what we are able to receive by practicing and sharing this Krishna Sankirtanam. So I'm going to stop here. I think it's a very beautiful, very instructive verse. I think for those of you which are contemplating upon performing book distribution and participating in the winter marathon, I sincerely and humbly suggest that this verse should be your meditation. Especially, there's this series of words. Maybe that can be a theme for next year's winter marathon. Stiti palana kshana. The time for maintenance or for establishing his rule. Stiti palana kshana. The time for maintenance or for establishing his rule. The time to establishing the rule of Krishna. The time to make Prabhupada famous and the time to make Krishna a household name. Stiti palana kshana. Stiti palana kshana. This is the theme. To make Krishna famous, to make Prabhupada the acharya, as he is rightfully, and to make the Maha Mantra really sang through all the towns and cities and villages. Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, points, reflections, comments, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Rudy. When you were speaking, I was remembering Shukdev Goswami. Why? Because of the question of Maharaj Parikshit, out of enthusiasm, he forgot to do Mangalacharan, and then in the fourth chapter, he does Mangalacharan. So you also spoke for a bit, and then you did the Mangalacharan. So it was so nice. Thank you so much. So yes, as you're mentioning, that to exercise these qualities of Titikshava Karunika, winter marathon is the best platform. But somebody will do this, somebody will go out on the streets when they sense the urgency of this message, when they understand that this is the need of the hour. But if somebody does not have that sense of urgency, how can they cultivate that?
I think how to develop the sense of urgency is still go out. And I know this sounds like a cliche type of an answer, but if you see the people really struggling out there, if you see how people are constantly abusing drugs and intoxicating so much, if you see how people are literally crying in front of you and how they struggle for life, bare necessities of life, because they overcomplicate their life. If you go out there and you look in people's eyes, they look like a cattle to get butchered in a slaughterhouse. And it breaks my heart whenever you see these people. And you see them really struggling. And I think this needs to create, it needs to soften your heart. When you see, even when you see yourself where you've been without Krishna consciousness, how we've been struggling. I was definitely struggling. All it takes is just go out initially, despite what your mind is telling you, and look in people's eyes and see how they're seeking actually for Krishna in the end of the day. We are pleasure-seeking creatures, but we as devotees have to give them opportunity to seek pleasure somewhere else. So the trigger is not how to find this compassion, but to put ourselves in a situation when we face the struggles of others. That's where compassion lies. Compassion doesn't lie in our mind, in our intelligence. It lies facing the miseries of us and miseries of others, in my opinion. So I would say just go. Anyway, go. And just see how people are rushing from one place to another. How they're bewildered by the material nature. And your heart softens there. I can guarantee that. Prajan Prabhu.
And interesting when you said about busy. When we were in South Korea, I met a person who was working for Samsung. And because Samsung is so is so successful, that basically they got nothing to do. They directly the boss comes in, they rustle up papers and look busy. But actually, this is a sign of materialism, where it takes over. You want to look busy because it saves your job, but actually, a product that a product of a material nature that we use also. I've got a Samsung. It depends on what is happening, but this busyness, I've seen it at work. Somebody looks busy doing nothing, or they're pushing people down to elevate themselves. It's a sort of like a poison, actually. But also it can be in spiritual life if we're not careful. We ourselves can put down people. And so we've got to watch this nature of ourselves. When you say Lord Nrisimhadev protects us, we have to be protected from our own selves. You know, our side of our nature that is still there. And that's the thing, is there's two sides to spiritual life. Mm-hmm. So it's not to be busy. And it's, I see Jatin, you know, almost pulling his hair out, trying to satisfy people, but he's carrying on. Mm. He's an amazing person. Jai. All glories to Jatin Prabhu. Jai.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for that, Prajan. Any last points, questions? Yadubar Prabhu.
In Shivaram Swami's books, there's a very nice account of a dream he had. He was walking with Srila Prabhupada through a very idyllic setting, rural setting, beautiful trees and nice weather. And at one point, Prabhupada waved his hand, and the whole scene turned into a horrible urban, you know, smokestacks and pollution and people miserable. And Prabhupada turned to Sri Ramaswamy and said, he said, just see how they are suffering. Please help them. That's the dream.
Just help them. Just do whatever we can to help others. Thank you so much for sharing. I remember that dream. I read it in the book. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.